Last night, WMNF ran the first part of an interview with former New Hampshire U.S. Senator Bob Smith, who officially announced on Monday that he will challenge Charlie Crist and Marco Rubio for the GOP nomination for the U.S. Senate being vacated by Mel Martinez next year. The Sarasota resident yesterday said he's running because he believes the Republican Party has lost its way and become Democrat-lite in some ways, exemplified by Governor Crist's support for Barack Obama's stimulus plan earlier this year. But what about Marco Rubio? He certainly seems to represent the brand of conservatism that Bob Smith says he's all about.
Clearly, Mr. Rubio has some of the views that I have, not all. I think we differ on immigration pretty strongly. I think it's one more of background and style. As a former House Speaker, Rubio came up in that counting votes and trying to get enough votes to pass this or pass that, and that's politics, and that's a talent that I frankly don't have much. I don't have that talent, and that's a talent that he has. But that's not what we need right now. In all fairness, we need a principled. I'm not saying he doesn't have principles. I'm saying we need a principled person who's going to pull the as a leader who's not who is willing to sacrifice the political in return for the pulling the principles of our party together, bringing people back into the party. If the decision is to simply count votes and move wherever we have to move to win elections, then the party will not survive. In order for the party to survive, we have to bring those people back in that you talked about in the very beginning of your question. And why is the Republican Party shrinking? It's shrinking because people are walking away from it. They're either not voting, or they're becoming independents, or they're becoming third party, whatever. They're just sick and tired of seeing us compromise our principles. So I think the two main differences between Mr. Rubio and myself, as I see it, and I don't know him personally, one is the style in terms of one is more politics. I'm more on the let's attack the issues, let's build the base, let's bring the grassroots into the party, and I think those are really the major differences. And the second one I think is one of the amount of experience that I've had. I think in order if someone on the conservative side is going to defeat Charlie Crist, they have to have the stature on the issues. I've had 18 years in Congress, 6 in the House, 12 in the Senate. I know the national and international issues that we need in order to debate Crist in the Senate. And he has less experience than I have, obviously, in the Senate. So I think I can bring that debate to a climax, if you will, where people can look at, okay, you got Crist over here on the left, you got Smith here on the right. He wants to go back to Reagan conservative values and build our party from the grassroots up. Crist is more the moderate, go along to get along, move into the, move toward the Democrats and win elections that way. And I think I can articulate that better than Rubio.
We're speaking with former New Hampshire Senator Bob Smith, who's now here in Sarasota, Florida, has lived there for the last 7 years or so, I believe, Senator Smith.
Correct.
Now, you did flirt with running in the 2004 Republican Senate race, the Senate race that ultimately was won by Mel Martinez, who was, of course, stepping down next year. Didn't do all that well at that time. You weren't that well-known, and it's arguable about how well-known you are amongst Florida Republicans at this point. How serious a contest will you be able to put in here in 2009, 2010, where money, I've heard from other Republicans, is somewhat sparse in terms of distributing it out to all these different candidates you've got just in this race alone?
Well, of course, money is always difficult. To answer your first point about quote-unquote flirting with it in 2004, that's true. I mean, I looked at it, but obviously I wasn't known, and I didn't have, I really have that much support. So I just obviously never really filed. I did file federal papers because you have to whenever you raise $5,000. Or spend five. I didn't ever file with the state, so I know that was really not didn't turn out to be serious at all. But this is serious, and I think to answer your point about money is very important in politics. There's no doubt about it. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't. You have to have it because you have to have money to be able to get your message out. You can't get it all. I mean, it's very nice of you now to give me some free time, but obviously we don't get a lot of that. We have to buy it, and that's the way it is. So, but I think that I think the grassroots people understand that, and I expect there'll be a lot of dollars coming from smaller contributions. But I think the most important thing is to understand it's not so much the money; it's where the money's coming from. If Crist is getting money from those people who are looking for contracts or who you know, our establishment who want to just win with an R next to the name, then I'm not their candidate. And you know, I want to build the party. I believe that if we win here in Florida, if I were to win this election, to win the primary and then beat the Democrat and win, we would send a message. Florida would send a message to the rest of the country that, look, we can win on conservative values. We can run and win by articulating conservative principles. We brought thousands of people back into our party who are frustrated and sick of it and ready to leave and have left and want to stay out. We brought them back and we built our party. That's the message that I think we can send to the rest of the country and roll into 2012 with a lot of steam. And so I think that's really the issue. And one other point, and a final point on that subject, I was asked yesterday at a local station, a TV station, well, you know, Chris is pretty much, you know, he's got it in the bag. Well, what do we want to do, declare the election over and make him the Senate candidate, make him the Senate nominee? I mean, that's silly. That's not what America's all about. And I'm going to let the voters make the decision. I'm going to let the voters make the decision. I'm not going to let Jim Greer or other party officials make the decision for the people of Florida who they want to be their senator.